Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
100 years ago, on a cold November night, 2,000 men marched out of a beer hall in Munich, Germany, and started seizing public buildings. Their goal was to overthrow the country's government. By dawn, the coup was over and 16 of them lay dead. What happened next may have relevance for America's future. The leader of Munich's so-called beer hall putsch, a former army corporal, was arrested for treason, found guilty, and sentenced to 9 years in jail. The outcome was a triumph of justice for Germany's new post-World War I democracy. Didn't last. The failed coup made its leader popular among ordinary Germans. They were weary of democracy's messiness and wanted to make their country great again after its humiliating wartime defeat. Within months, the government bowed to these malcontents and set their guy free. He went on to become Germany's leader. We know how that worked out. The rule of law is a concept as old as Aristotle, as democracy itself. The idea is that justice should be applied the same for everybody, regardless of wealth, popularity, political office. Those last two are currently in question in the U.S. A former president with lots of supporters got indicted in New York this week, something to do with hush money. Even if convicted, the defendant probably would not go to jail and he could still run for office. But some people think the case sets a bad precedent, that an ex-commander-in-chief deserves more deference. They're wrong. In the U.S., a crime is a crime and nobody is above the law, even a former president. Besides, this one faces other criminal cases. Some of those involve his role in getting thousands of his followers to march on the nation's capital, overturn an election, and take control of the government. Remind you of anything? Let's not push this analogy too far. After all, introducing a certain 20th century dictator into any debate these days is just too easy. But in a democracy, now as in 1923, the rule of law requires two things. That even a politician cannot avoid justice, okay. Also, that the outcome of his or her trial, whatever it is, must be respected and the penalty applied. Let's avoid making the mistake Germany made a century ago. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.